in each of the cases, they came out to their families, and families reacted negatively, withdrew financial support, withdrew emotional support, and in some cases, in one case, there was some physical violence involved.
You would think that in this day and age, this would be rare. Not so?
I agree. I would think that after all of that we've accomplished as an LGBTQ community, the laws that have been passed, the greater freedoms that many of us feel, the greater rights that many of us enjoy, there is a thought that these are unusual situations to find happening today. I do think, though, that it continues. What's happening in one sense is that these students are feeling braver about coming out, and they're coming out at younger ages. I'm with the Pray Pride Coalition, and just yesterday we were at Bloomington Junior High School for a table fair to welcome the sixth graders to the junior high, and some of them are coming out, and we wanted to be there to provide resources not only for them, but for their parents, so that we can get information to them and we can address the issues that they're feeling and maybe prevent some of what's happening at the college level with these students who are experiencing bad things with their families.
And in those settings where you're trying to educate, are you still getting pushback from certain segments of parents?
From certain segments, yes.
Especially, what do they say?
Well, especially when we're getting into areas like junior high schools, and some of the younger populations. But what we try to explain to the parents is that these children are coming out at an earlier and earlier age. They're finding communities on social media. They're finding information on websites. They're seeing themselves portrayed on television, and they want to be open, and they want to be out, and they want to feel safe and welcome in their community. So they're coming out at earlier and earlier ages, and we try to impress upon the parents and the families that it's important that these issues get addressed when these students and children are coming out at an earlier age, so that they can feel comfortable, they can feel safe, they can feel included, and they can feel some sense of support from their families.
In one of the incoming or returning ISU students' cases, there was actually some physical abuse. What happened in that case?
Well, the nature of the fund that we use to support these students, we maintain complete confidentiality. So I'm not really, I don't feel comfortable going into very real specifics about it. But I can say that I think there was violence sustained that would result in a trip to a hospital. It was pretty severe, and it was unfortunate.
It's natural for a kid to go to a parent, to a family, and say, accept me, this is what I am, this is what I'm about. But do they not know that this outcome is possible when they've been in this family setting for a while and presumably know the parental attitudes or the attitudes of the family?
I think it is possible. I think that some of them go into this with a realistic expectation that it could turn out one way or could turn out another. I was looking through some of the applications that we received for the Student Support Fund, and there are a variety of instances where good things happen and not so good things happen. One parent reacts positively, another reacts very negatively, and sometimes it is a surprise. Sometimes they're surprised by which parent is more supportive than the other. So there are other times when neither parent is supportive. There are other times when certain family members are supportive, but they won't step up to defend the family member who just came out. So we're running into a variety of situations where they're feeling different levels of acceptance or non-acceptance.
Other people who have been on our air in recent months talking about LGBTQI+ issues have said, you know, you have to be prepared for whatever comes if you're going to do this, if you're going to come out. Are these students prepared? Are they accepting that this stuff happens? It could happen.
Some of them are, and some of them probably are not. It's been a few years since I've been in that situation of being a teenager, coming out to family, and it's a terrifying time, and as much as you try to plan it and you try to think about all the possibilities and you try to make arrangements for whatever reaction you might get. I still think there are some cases where the students have not thought about everything, and they've not thought about that worst-case scenario, and maybe a little bit of naivete that goes into it. But at any rate, regardless of that, the treatment that these students have received is not warranted.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with David Bentlin about the assistance fund that ISU has for LGBTQI plus people who have been rejected by their families or cut off from support. How much call has this fund had this year?
It's been busy this year. I'll say that since January, we have had 9 students that we have supported. All who have come out to family members and have lost the emotional and financial support, either partial or complete financial support of those family members. And so luckily we've had this fund set up since 2005, and we've helped a number of students over, 14 years now.
How does the number 9 is in this calendar year compare to other years?
I would say this has probably been one of the biggest years we've had in terms of the number of students that we've served. Last year was busy. Actually, starting in 2017, we've seen an uptick in the number of students who've come to us seeking help.
And why, do you think?
I think there's a climate in our society where folks feel emboldened. On one hand, folks feel emboldened to come out and be who they want to be, which is a good thing. I encourage that adds to the well-being of the individual. At the same time, I think that other parts of our society have been emboldened to come out and be upfront in their hate and their displeasure and their opposition to members of the LGBTQI plus community.
I'm having a little struggle thinking that a rejection of a family member would come in part from an external climate. It would seem to me that a family dynamic is more likely to play out with internal predispositions and forces. But you're saying that's not exactly it.
I think there are influences. I don't believe it's any one aspect of the situation that causes a parent or a family member to react the way they do. In thinking back on the applications that we've received, students have mentioned spirituality and religious issues that have come into play. Parents that tell them that it's in opposition to their spiritual beliefs. So I do think that there are some outside influences that really create an environment that makes it challenging for students today to be out and to be themselves and to depend on the support of their families.
What do these kids need who are applying to the fund?
They need help to get through the remaining years of their college education here at Illinois State University, in a general sense. The fund has been used these past years to cover costs of books, to help cover tuition costs, to help cover apartment and housing fees, to pay for meal plans at the campus dining centers. So whatever funds are used from that source are used for the students to help them complete their education at Illinois State University. In a larger sense, I hope that this fund for these students is like a warm blanket around them, so that they can feel that despite the ostracization that they've felt from their families, that there is a community here that supports them, that this is a campus that is here for them, that wants to see them excel and be their best possible person, both in the classroom and on campus. So I hope that this fund goes a long way toward making them feel that sense of community and support.
For those who might be inclined to contribute to the fund, can you unpack how decisions are made about who gets what money and who the decision makers are?
Sure. The fund is housed in the Dean of Students office. Jill Benson, who's associate dean of students in that office, is the fiscal agent for the fund. There is a screening committee, consists of myself and Barb Dallinger. We look at the applications as they come in, and we make a decision as to how much we can support the application, and then Jill meets with the students and gets a better idea of specifically what they need short term, long term, and then we proceed and we help support them with the fund.
How much money in support is happening per student? Really, you mentioned tuition. That's going to be a fairly big chunk, but
right. In looking at the applications that we received this year, we're averaging between $1,500 and $2,000 a student. In some ways, it's a drop in the bucket, but at the same time, it does help these students, and these students are very resourceful. They're applying for scholarships. They're working two and three jobs. So they're active participants in trying to find solutions to their situations as well. So we are one part of the solution, and we're happy to be here to provide that part of the solution.
Are these experiences convincing some students, some young people, to stay in the closet?
I think there are some students who might think twice, who might hear about these situations where their fellow students are running into opposition, where they're running into non-support from family and even from friends. And it may have the result of making them think twice and making them feel that it's not quite as safe as they thought it was to be out and to be open and to be themselves. And I think when you get to that point, it's unfortunate because they're having to suppress a part of themselves. And when students come to Illinois State University, when they come to college, it's an opportunity for them to really discover themselves. And we don't want them to not have that experience. And so I hope that they'll weigh carefully the benefits and disadvantages of coming out, but that they'll know that regardless of what they do, that there is a community on campus and there are resources on campus to help them down whatever path they choose.